yesterday in the Bible reading program that we are doing this year, Proverbs chapter 16, and the first verse, kind of a phrase stood out to me, one that I think is relevant as we start another semester, and not only starting another semester, but just being in Bible school. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 1. Notice the first part of this verse. The Bible says, "The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." But the preparations of the heart. The preparations of the heart in man is from the Lord. So I thought about that phrase and just the intent of the writer about how our heart has to be prepared, and the preparations, the work that goes into preparing a heart, and that it is from the Lord. And I thought about, as all of you are getting your new syllabuses for this semester and the coursework, and all of the load is kind of being assimilated for the next 3 or 4 months, you know the journey and you know where you're headed. But really, Bible school is not so much about, well, it is about preparing your mind, right? We want to academically train you, but it's not just about the mind. In the midst of all of that training and the preparing of the mind to go do the work of the Lord, more so is how your heart is being prepared. And so every lesson, every chapel service, every time you spend in reading God's Word, hopefully not only is your mind engaged, I hope your mind is engaged, I hope it is, that's why you're in college, I hope your mind is engaged, but that's not enough, your heart has to be engaged as well. And as we are professors, we're working on the academic side. I pray that you're allowing God to work on the spiritual side as well, and so that your heart inside of you is being prepared to do the work of God. And so the preparations of our heart. So how is your heart toward the presence of God? How's your heart toward just wanting to be in the presence of God? How is your heart toward God's Word in and of itself? Do you have a heart for the presence of God? Do you have a heart for God's Word? Or is it just kind of between the ears? Is it just in the brain, in the mind? Or is there that passion in your heart that I want to be in the presence of God, I want to be in the Word of God, I want to do the work of God? One young man asked me one time, said, "What does it take to be in the ministry, or what's the thing you need to focus on mostly about in the ministry, or things of that nature?" And really, it kind of boils down to this, and that is, do you really care about people? Do you really like people? Do you have a compassion for people? Not just God's Word and God's presence, but do you really care about people? That's why sometimes I'll judge a young minister not by what I see them do in the pulpit, but what I see them do outside of the pulpit. If the only time they're spiritual is when they're in the pulpit, they don't really care about people. They just care about their prestige and their position. And so when the altar service is going on, if you really care about people, you're going to be trying to find somebody to help. You don't have to be preaching to be spiritual. You don't have to be preaching to be engaged in the service. You don't have to be preaching just to add or lift up the service. But if you care about people, so how is your heart this morning? Would you say that God worked on your heart the first semester? God prepared your heart for His presence and His Word, not just your mind, but your heart. Because really, your values, they're in your heart. Your thoughts, they're tied to your heart. Your desires, it's tied to your heart. Your actions, it's coming from your heart. It's that battle, that 18-inch battle from trying to get things out of your mind into your heart. People backslide when it's only in their mind. People backslide when the truth of God is only kind of up in their brain, but they never get it in their heart. People quit the ministry when it's only up in their mind, but they never really get that fire in their heart. But if you get the fire for God's presence and the fire for God's people in your heart, continue to train your mind, continue to work and train and develop your mind and your skills, But at the end of the day, you've got to have a heart for people, a heart for God's word, a heart for the Spirit of the Lord. An illustration of this is found in the life of David. As David's brothers discredited him, discounted him, his father overlooked him, Saul didn't feel like David could do anything, and that profound scripture is embedded in that story, that when men look on the outside, God looks on the heart. And as God looked down on the battlefield that day and looked into the heart of David, later on we read that David had a heart after God. What Saul could not see, what David's brothers could not see, what Jesse could not see, what David's own dad did not see within him, God saw his heart. David wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the most athletic, he wasn't the most physically intimidating, but David had a heart for God. David had a heart for God. So it's not about you've got the highest GPA in the class, it's not about the schoolwork so easy for you, or you're the, you know, you had the highest SAT score and all of those things, but really what matters, what God needs today, is to know he can look down in your heart, and in your heart, you're preparing for God's presence, God's Spirit, God's Word, and a love for people. So when we go to prayer today, just ask the Lord, am I allowing you to prepare my heart? You know, with all the professors and everybody working and teaching and trying to cram stuff in your mind, we're trying to prepare your mind. But we all know we are limited because we can't get it in your heart. You've only got the access to your heart. You have to allow it from your mind into your heart. You've got to allow it from your brain into your spirit. Only you've got that capability. And if you've got that capability, come summer, come next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, and all the work of God that's going on in your life, it'll be because you allowed God to put something in your heart. Maybe in a little prayer meeting this morning, or a chapel service, or a revival service, or your personal devotion, whenever, but you allowed God to put something in your heart, a fire for God that'll never go out. So when we go to prayer this morning, ask yourself the question, am I allowing God just to work in my mind? Am I really allowing God to prepare my heart for the work of the Lord? Amen. So let's go to prayer today. Let's spend some time seeking after the Lord and let God prepare our hearts for ministry. All right? God bless you.